Good morning with your news on Q106. I'm Barry Wright. Johnny Logan College in Carterville will celebrate the expansion and renovation of the college's C&E wings with a ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday morning at 11. The revitalized spaces feature improved accessibility, upgraded infrastructure, and enhanced technology to support students, faculty, and staff better. The project, supported by the Illinois Capital Development Board, is part of a multi-phase plan to modernize campus facilities and expand academic opportunities. College leadership, local officials, and community members will join in the celebration, highlighting the institution's continued commitment to student success, safety, and innovation. A Williamson County grand jury recently indicted two men on Class 1 felony charges of place of worship arson and criminal damage to property in connection with last month's arson at McKinney Chapel Free Will Baptist Church in the Lake of Egypt area. According to the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, on July 24th, deputies responded to the church after getting reports about several broken windows, fire damage, and other destruction inside the building. The estimated damage was over $300,000. After collecting evidence and investigating the incident, detectives identified Ethan G. Lamb and Chad E. Kruger as suspects. Lamb was arrested on July 30th. Kruger was arrested last Thursday. Both men were charged with arson and criminal damage to property, both Class 1 felonies, and lodged in the Williamson County Jail. Carbondale police say 10 to 15 black male and female juveniles damaged property in an area used by several individuals as a homeless encampment, and one person was injured late Monday night. Police responded to the 600 block of East College Street around 11:40 p.m. for a report of an unlawful use of a weapon complaint. That's when police learned about what happened. The victim arrived at the camp during the incident and confronted the suspects. They battered the victim, causing non-life-threatening injuries. The victim was treated for their injuries at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. During the incident, a male suspect wearing a red hooded sweatshirt and a red ski mask displayed an alleged firearm. The suspects fled northeast from the area. They were last seen in the 800 block of East College Street. Anyone with information about the incident should call Carbondale Police at 618-549-2121. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.